A new arts organization is being added to the cultural landscape of the Pikes Peak region, the nonprofit Choral Song of Colorado Springs. Choralsong.org, and with me, artistic director, conductor, also board chair of Choral Song, Daniel Price. Daniel, welcome back.
Thank you, Keith.
It's good to see you. All right, a brand new organization. Your website is just up, and you are doing a lot of things right now, but you have a concert scheduled for October. But let me backpedal a bit. Tell me a bit about Choral Song.
Keith, thank you for this as well.
Yeah.
We really appreciate KCME and the way that you're able to contribute to our community. You play such an important role and help organizations such as ours get the word out, you know, about who we are and what we're doing. Choral Song of Colorado Springs is, as you mentioned, a brand new performing arts organization that is right now being formed. We have had a team of dedicated professionals been working on it for the last 4 or 5 months, and we're just at the point where we're beginning to launch some very important parts of it. The website, as you mentioned, is just going live, choralsong.org. Anybody who's interested can find a great deal of important information there. But what Choral Song is going to be a 16 to 20 voice choir here in Colorado Springs, but really serving the entire Pikes Peak region, that is dedicated to enriching our community's cultural life with some performances of great choral music.
This is going to be a relatively small group of people that you're going to be gathering together, and you are going to be having auditions coming up?
That is correct. As you form a brand new choir, one of the important things is being able to, you know, establish the core sound, not just for the choir at large, but also for each section. Yeah. So we'll be having a number of auditions throughout the summer. The first public auditions actually will begin on the 10th of July at First Presbyterian Church downtown. Anybody who's interested, we're looking very much for some talented, gifted singers who are interested in singing. One of the things that makes us unique as an organization is we're going to be singing a wide variety of styles of choral music. So we need singers that can sing and who do appreciate the differences between Renaissance music all the way up to Romantic, from gospel to jazz to spirituals, and can dedicate themselves not just to performing the music, but performing it with stylistic integrity and a sense of authenticity.
All right. First concert in October, and you have, what, three planned for the season?
Yes, we have three. We're very excited about it. The first one is on October 7th at First Christian Church. It appropriately is going to be entitled A Grand Night for Singing, and that whole concert will be dedicated to a variety of styles of music, but all dedicated to the joy that singing brings to our lives. Not only as singers, but as audience members as well.
Yeah.
We can guarantee it's going to be a show with a lot of variety, a concert that is going to have everyone leaving with a big smile on their face.
Choralsong.org to find out more about this organization. Also make a donation for this brand new nonprofit here in the Pikes Peak region at the first concert, October 7th. You know, Daniel, I'd like to talk a bit about your background. You were in the Air Force for 25 years. What did you do there? I know, but there may be some folks who don't know.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for the question. Actually, I'd like to begin a little bit before that.
Okay.
I started out my adult life getting an undergraduate music education. I taught both high school and college for 6 years, and then did graduate work at the University of Cincinnati College Conservatory of Music, and got both master's and doctorate in choral conducting. Sang for one season with the Santa Fe Desert Chorale and decided I really wanted to dedicate the rest of my life to choral music and to conducting in particular. So I joined the Air Force back in 1995 to conduct their one full-time professional choir, which is at the Air Force Band in Washington, D.C. It's entitled The Singing Sergeants. So I spent 4 years with them, followed by another 21 years in the program, their music program, conducting a lot of professional instrumentalists and vocalists around the world. Ended up my career here in Colorado Springs and was welcomed into the community and have fallen in love with Colorado Springs. Left the Air Force in 2020 after 6 years of conducting the Academy Band, and have recently gotten a group of professionals who are interested in this new project that we're working on.
Yeah.
And we've been teaming it up to get Choral Song underway. And if I could add one thing.
Absolutely.
You know, as we are working to build an organization like this, and an organization that's committed to excellence. One of the things that we are appreciating more and more are those community members that are willing to give of themselves to shape our community, not just to support a variety of nonprofits, but, you know, as Colorado Springs has been growing so dramatically over the last 30 years, its performing arts culture scene has not really been keeping pace in terms of its growth. Mm. And as our city continues this pace of dramatic growth, we are at a crossroads of being able now to actively shape what we want Colorado Springs to be in the future. So with organizations like ours, as we're trying to keep pace with the growth of our population, I think it's super important that we as well take an active role in helping to shape our own future by investing in groups like this. So not only are we interested in singers who want to perform in a new group like this, but those who generous individuals who are willing to donate and to sponsor as well. Now is a great time to get in at the ground level of a brand new organization here in Colorado Springs that we think is going to become one of the crown jewels of our performing arts society in the future.
This new organization, Choral Song of Colorado Springs, Colorado's newest performing arts organization, and the first concert slated for October 7th. And Daniel, I know we'll be talking about that as the concert approaches to
promote
that.
I look forward to it, Keith.
Okay, well, I've been speaking to Daniel Price of Choral Song of Colorado Springs, artistic director, conductor, board chair. Daniel, thank you.
Thank you, Keith.